I've been looking back along this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it might sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. Times we play and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt his arms around me while I faced my greatest fears. You see, I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt. As his grace falls down upon me, I'm so undeserved. But God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. I've known you as my Father, my Savior, and my friend. Your love was my beginning, and your love will be my end. I could stand forever trying to tell you everything He But the best way I could tell you is this: my God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, through it all, my God's been so good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, through it all, through it all, my God's been good. God's been good.
God bless you. Wonderful. Music has been wonderful. Thank you. You can turn the other mics down and turn this one up here. Psalms 34 in your Bible. Psalms 34. Open your Bible there. The Word of the Lord. Most important time right now. I'm going to ask that you Please pay attention. We're not going to be here long. It's going to be a short sermon, but yet a very important one. Psalm chapter 34, verse 19 in your Bible. I'm going to ask you to pay attention and get every word, okay? Because if you're talking, you're going to miss it. And somebody else by you is going to miss it. And I don't want you to miss the message that God has for you. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. God used King David in a great way to pin down many of these things, have these things pinned for us, the truths, and because God wants us to be able to survive when we go through afflictions, and we will go through afflictions. You know, if you're saved, you go through afflictions. If you're not saved, you go through affliction. The great thing about it, if you're saved, the Lord will give you the peace and the joy and the turn around and bless you out of all your hard times. But you can benefit off it as you study the life of David especially. He knew about many afflictions. King David went through a lot. I'm sure some of you have had this happened to you. Maybe somebody turned against you. Maybe a best friend tried to kill David, and he definitely hurt because of that. His best friend trying to kill him. He'd been through a lot. He had his child die, a little baby die, and went to heaven. That sure hurts. Had another son kill the other son. Two brothers fighting. No parent liked their children's fighting. Especially when they kill each other. That hurts. It hurts. A lot of hurt there. And then they have another son rape the daughter, his daughter. The brother raped his sister. And that sure hurts when you love your children and have one of your boys rape the girl, your daughter. That's a lot of hurt. But then you have your son that you love so much that you die for him, and your own son try to kill you and take your job, that hurts. That hurts. And have a whole army that used to follow you turn against you, that hurts. So he knew what it's like to hurt. He knew what it's like to hurt when he sinned against God and God put a disease on him, put him in the hospital. He knew the pain of his bones, the disease, because of his sin. He knew what it's like to hurt. He knew what it's like to hurt. And David writes here in Psalms chapter 34, and verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But underline this, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. I want you to underline that. God delivered them out of them all. So even if God afflicts us, because he's spanking us because something we did wrong, and thank God for a loving father that spanks us. If he has to put us in the hospital, or a loved one has to die, or some disease has got to come upon us, whatever the reason is, it may not be because of sin. It might be like Job. You know, God gave him double. But God delivered them out of them all. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I mean, even if we get so bad, we rebel against God, and God got to take us out of this world, and somebody's got to go to our funeral, we're in heaven with Him. Think about that. The child of God can never go to hell. Oh, after God done spanking us, we may think we're in hell, but we can't go to hell. He loves us. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord in heaven. So either way, we win. You understand? If somebody hurts us, we win. He delivers. He delivers them out of them all. Out of them all. Sometime it might be a financial chaos mess where we lose everything we have. We may end up at the rescue mission with our rescue mission friends. We may have to go there. But right there, the Lord promised that He will deliver us out of them all. You understand? It might take the rescue mission for some people. It might take prison. But there's a God in heaven that will deliver us out of them all. Deliver you. Deliver you. He wants to deliver. I tell our rescue mission friends, we better treat them right. They might be our next governor or mayor or president. You never know. Millionaire. Treat them right. There's no telling what God may do. Amen. Don't count them out. Don't count you out. Don't count me out. There's no telling what God blesses us. One thing I want you to know, when you go through affliction, God loves you. Amen. In Psalms chapter 34, verse 17, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all their troubles in verse 16. So there's many afflictions for the righteous in verse 19. So we need to learn to cry to God in our affliction. We need to realize that God made our ears, He can hear us. And He'll deliver us out of our trouble. Trouble's coming. If you have any trouble, trouble's coming. Learn to bless the Lord when you're afflicted, verse 1. I'll bless the Lord at all times, verse 1. So when you're afflicted, if you get in the hospital, or whatever happens, you end up in jail or prison, you end up in a rescue mission, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You lose everything you got. Bless the Lord. Somebody hurt you. Bless the Lord. You know, some people ask, well, how can good bad things happen to good people? How can this bad thing happen to good people? I don't know why any good thing happened to us. Good thing happened to any of us. God knows our heart. You may try to fool the next person by you. Pay attention, please. You may try to fool the next person by you, but God knows your heart. God knows your thoughts. God knows what you've done. God knows what you do. I look back at my life, and there's times I thought God was going to kill me. He didn't kill me. I'm still here. And you're still here, too. And you better thank God He done put on the wall everything you thought wrong and everything you did wrong, too. Why bad things happen? Why any good thing happen to any of us? Jesus loves us. God loves us. Jesus went to hell for us, hung on the cross for us, spit on for us. Jesus, we're going to heaven because of Him. He rose from the dead for us. God became a man, and our sin was placed on Him, and He was nailed to the cross by His creation, and He chose that to pay our sin debt. He chose that to forgive us. He chose that to bring us back to Him. Matches in heaven. We don't deserve none of it. The car I drive, the car you drive, the place you live, the place I live. Ain't nobody better than anybody in this room. Ain't nobody better than the rescue mission people in this room. If you think you're better than anybody, somebody's something wrong with your brain. All have sinned and come short to the glory of God. Nobody deserves what we have. The food we eat, the clothes on our back. In our affliction, we need to bless the Lord. Yeah, we need to brag on God in verse 2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. When you get an affliction, boast on how good God is. Magnify the Lord. Ask people to magnify the Lord with you, verse 3. Seek the Lord, verse 4. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. If you end up in prison, seek the Lord. You end up in the hospital, seek the Lord. That's right. Seek Him, you'll find Him. Cry unto the Lord, verse 6. We need to keep on praising Him and thanking Him and living for Him. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, verse 19, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Wonderful. Wonderful. We need to talk right when we're afflicted. Verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile, nasty things. Let's watch our language when we're afflicted. Isn't that right? Let's don't cuss. I know some folks struggle with that. Ask God to help you stop cussing. One of my biggest things, when I said, I can't get saved. There's no way somebody try to get me saved. I said, I can't. My mouth is too nasty. God help me with it. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I feel like cussing. I come very close. And sometimes it may slip a little bit. But the Lord helps me. Isn't that right? I don't want to be like that preacher. Got so mad, he cussed the devil, cussed it for everybody. Blankety blank, cuss every word, wicked word you can think. He called them blankety blank, all four letter, all cussed them. He felt bad. He resigned. Deacon said, "Don't resign. Come on back, please." He came back. Isn't that right? Some of you might like that preacher. Get so mad, devil, cuss the devil. But in your affliction, don't cuss. Don't cuss. You know. And if you stop listening to some of that music, you'll be able to stop cussing some of you. Some of that bad music. And some old movies you watch are cussing all the time. You wonder, how can you cuss? Amen. Watch what comes in the ear gate. Isn't that right? And depart from evil and seek peace, verse 14. And pursue it. And when we're afflicted, we need to remember these things. We need to remember these things. God can help our bones. If they're broken, He can heal them. If they're not broke, He can prevent them from getting broke. Verse 20, He keepeth all the bones. Not one of them is broken, verse 20. Yeah. Praise God for that. Somebody said there's no pain like a broken bone. You ever break an ankle? Maybe God's trying to wake you up when you break your ankle, break your elbow, break your wrist. Maybe He's trying to shake you up. Is that right? Or maybe not. Maybe you're afflicted because the devil's trying to discourage you. Maybe you did nothing wrong. You broke your ankle, broke your leg. I know one thing. Before I got saved, before I knew God, when I would do wrong, I said, "God may break my leg." Where'd that come from? God put that in mind. When I was a little kid, when I go down to the store and steal something, I didn't even know God. Something said, "God may break your leg." Yeah. Yeah. I was scared. I said, "When's God going to break my leg?" I didn't even know about God. Amen. The same God that break the bones, He can heal the bones. Somebody say amen. Amen. Same God that brings pain can comfort. Somebody say amen. Now, some people have broken bones and they know how it hurts. It hurts. They say a broken bone is in pain. Painful. Sometimes God will afflict pain. Sometimes God will allow pain. Sometimes God will allow the devil. Sometimes God will... Sometimes we're right. It's not because of our sin. God is making us strong. Sometimes we did wrong. God is spanking us, using the devil as a whooping tool. Whatever it is, God loves you. If you end up in the hospital, God loves you. If you end up in the prison, God loves you. If you end up in the rescue mission, God loves you. God wants us to go to Him in prayer when affliction comes. Now, Psalms chapter 90. Turn to Psalms chapter 90, please. Turn to Psalms chapter 90. Turn to Psalms chapter 90. Psalms chapter 90. Psalms chapter 90, verse 15. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast what? Afflicted us. Look at verse 15. Underline that. And the years wherein we have seen what? That we have seen what? Evil. So the psalmist says here, make us glad according to the days when thou hast afflicted us. And the years when we have seen the evil. So according to the days. In other words, the days you spent in jail or prison. The days that you spent in sickness and heartache and pain. He's saying, make me glad, make me happy in the years that I've seen all these bad things. If you've been living 30 years, a life of hell, make the next 30 a life of heaven. Somebody say amen. If you've been living 50 years like a life of hell, make the next 50 like heaven. In other words, let me tell you something. There's a God that says, I want to bless you. Whatever reason why you're afflicted, whatever reason why you went through hard times, I want your best years to be ahead of you. According to what you suffered, according to pain, I want God to give you joy. I want God to give you the things you lost, the money you lost, the home you lost, the marriage you lost. There's a God that wants to give you more than you ever thought you had, ever thought you would have. Look, all I'm saying, there's a God that forgives. Look,
Let's face it, we're hard-headed. Let's face it, we're stubborn. Let's face it, we grew up, we had to get our behinds whooped. We had to get a spanking. Thank God we had a mom that loved us. Thank God we had a dad that loved us. Thank God we had a parent that loved us. Thank God some of you grew up in a home where you had a mother that loved you enough to spank you. You had a dad with that pain for it. That pain. Thank God for it. Some of you not in jail. Some of you not in prison. But some of you in spite of your spankings, you went there anyway. But it took the jail to wake you up. It took prison to wake you up. Hey, rescue mission people. Quit griping some of you about your rescue mission. Thank God he loves you enough to set you end up there. Put some pain in your life so you can get up and even have a better life. Somebody say amen. Look, all I'm saying is, let's face it, we're stubborn. I mean, God had to bring hard times in my life. God had to bring tough times in your life. But we got to get to the point where we say, like the psalmist, now make me glad, bless me. The trouble I brought in my marriage, bless me, may it be a better marriage. May it be a better marriage. Look, I hope you're getting this morning. Hey, kids. Hey, boys. Look. Some of you got enough spankings. Go on and let God bless you. I mean, don't grow up being grounded and stop. You've messed up in school. Watch God bless you. Get a great education. And, man, watch God bless you. Man, listen, there's a God that wants to take you places. I'm telling you, if you can just get this, don't get mad at God. I love our children. I love our young people around here. But they're going to have to learn that this stuff is true. Daddy's right. Mama's right. Hopefully when they're in the hospital, when they're in pain, afflicted, I hope they'll catch it. I don't wish it on anybody. It may be a death of a loved one. I mean, they might have to lose everything they got. They may have to lose the car, but God bless them. They may have to lose the apartment, the house God gave them. They may have to lose. For some to appreciate the wife they got, sometimes God got to take that wife away. Sometimes God got to take the husband away. I'm sorry. But we're so hard-headed. We're so hard-headed. We don't realize that money's God's. It's God's. Sometimes if we don't tithe, if we don't give, God says, okay, I'll take it away. But that's because he loves us. That's because he cares about us. He's not going to let us do anything we want to do. He's not going to let us go anywhere we want to go. What kind of parent is that? You're not that way. You spank your kids. You love your kids. What makes you think you can look, pay attention, please? The devil would love you to try to block this out of your brain. He wants you to block it out of your mind. But you need to fear him and love him. You need to fear him. And the reason why I preach this way is prevented preaching. It's prevented mess. Hey, look up here. I do this before the funeral. I do this before you go to the hospital. I preach this way before you go to the prison. I preach this before you lose the one that you love and loves you. You go ahead and enjoy your sin, but you're going to find out it ain't worth it when God afflicts you. But look at me. You can, you don't space out on this one. Because you're going to need God to help you. You know? Look, sometimes you're afflicted not because of sin, but because of the devil, because of the demons, because of the sometimes it's because of our stupid mistakes we make. Whatever reason it should be, we should want God to bless us. You you might be minding your business. The devil attack you like he did Job.
Look at Psalms 107. We got to hurry. Psalms 107. We got to hurry. Psalms 107. Psalms 107, verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are what? Now, this is not always the case. But because of iniquity, not sin, iniquity. And those are the embarrassing things. People don't want to even talk about the things they do. They're not going to get away with it. Gross things. As good as God bent to us, how dare us do things that are disgusting. Hey, boy. Hey, son. Hey, help him out. Help him right over here. Son, look up here, son. Look, we brought you here because we want God to bless you. We'd be fools, friend. We'd be fools, friend. Don't. Hey! We'd be fools. Good as God's been to us. Who are we to think we're going to get away with it? He made our ears. He made our eyes. He knows where we're going. What is this crazy thing that God doesn't know about it? It's a matter of fearing Him. It's a matter of loving Him. It's a matter of respecting Him. Now, Paul the Apostle was afflicted not because of sin, but God blessed him. God blessed Apostle Paul. It wasn't because of his foolishness, as God brought this affliction to keep him humble, so he won't be prideful. And God blessed him. We got people in our church that get afflicted, and they're afflicted. They're afflicted. I'll get afflicted. You get afflicted. But whatever reason why God brings affliction, we ought to realize that He loves us. We don't deserve what we have. And we've got to make sure if He puts something, if He's telling us, look at me please. If He's telling us things that we need to straighten up. God says, you straighten up, I'm straightening up. Or the affliction is going to get worse. Amen. Sometimes affliction may come. The affliction may come because, hey, would you please let me help you? Affliction may come not because of sin, but because God's making me a better father, a better husband, a better citizen, a better soul winner. Because affliction sometimes are like weights. You get muscles, okay? I won't show you my beautiful muscles this morning, okay? But I'm just joking. But listen, hey, really, sometimes affliction may come to make you a strong Christian. We got some. Sometimes they may be playing the piano and afflicted, but they're playing the piano with a smile on their face. Up here in the choir, you don't know it. They're afflicted, their body's hurting, they're aching, they're in pain. You don't understand it, some of you. They might be having a migraine headache. They might be having some type of sickness. But they're serving God. They're out soul winning. They're working on the bus. See that bus, filling the bus up. Out in the van, driving the van. Afflictions come. Some of you don't know it. They're hurt. Might be going through a financial problem. Might be going through a family problem. But you never know it. They're serving God. And God rewards them. And God bless them. And God will bless you. You keep on going. You keep on going. Keep on tithing. Keep on giving. Keep on praising God. Realize the preacher loves you. Realize mama loves you. Realize daddy loves you. Realize the preacher's not trying to pick on you. Realize that, hey, I'm your friend. I'm your buddy. I care about you. I've just seen too many funerals. I've visited too many hospitals. I've been to too many jails. I've been to too many wrecks. Look at the young people. I've seen too many of them with diseases and wrecked their lives. I want God to bless you. Rescue mission people. This preacher loves you. He cares about you. Try to shake you and go on for God. Go on for God. Go on for God. Read your Bible every day. Pray every day. Stay in church. Get God's blessings on you. According to the days that He's afflicted you, you make sure that He blesses you and your future. I've got to close with this. I hate closing, but I got to close. I'm pretty sure. In the days that you was afflicting me, make me glad according to them days. I grew up in poverty and sickness and pain and suffering and tears and watching mom and dad fight and alcoholic fighting and drugs and prison and jail and all kinds of mess and poverty in the project. 6 boys and 2 girls. I've seen so much in my life that I hate this. I hate liquor. I hate it. I stick it. I hate it. I see it hurt. But according to the days that I've been afflicted growing up, God blessed me in my remaining days. 18 years old and following. Bless my college years. God bless you, college age. God bless you, college age! God bless you, college age! And when we got graduated from college, we got married, and God blessed me with a wonderful wife and wonderful children whom I love, 6 boys and 6 girls, and blessed me with a family, and blessed me with a church, the pastor, no liquor, no dope, no life of hell. And according to the days that I was afflicted, God blessed me with a Christian home. God blessed me with pastoring the church. God put food on my table, clothes on my back, giving me more than I could ever wish. I never seen my mom drive. I never seen my dad drive. I never had it where my parents would take me to a park. I take my children to a park. I take them to places we've never been on a vacation. When we grew up, I took my kids on vacation. We take them on vacation. I never hurt my wife, and I hurt and I grieved growing up to see mama like that. I want you girls to marry a guy that will take care of you, that will love you, that will respect you, and I hope you marry a guy that loves you as much as I love my wife. Never will hurt her. Now somebody say that. Put my hands and beat on her. Never. I don't want to live that way. I try to give my kids the best and love them and take care of them. They didn't have to drag me home when I was drunk. And my mama, like I did, embarrassed with the neighborhood. But according to the days that thou hast afflicted me, bless me, make me glad. And he has. He has. He has. God bless you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. God bless you. You're not getting any younger, get older. You're not getting any younger, you're getting older. Okay, if you messed up, God wants to forgive you. Go on, be a soul winner. Go on, get God's blessings in your life. Have you been to the prison? Big John, been to the prison? You're trying to do your best to help these young people and adults around here.